Talk, Our Helper. March 25th, 1903. Talk in Pacific Press Chapel. What we need at the beginning of this conference is to know that we are standing on vantage ground, that we believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. By a word, God can clear away all difficulties. When we approach Him, asking for a new heart, how quickly the response comes. A new heart will I give you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Let us at the very beginning of this meeting ask God to give us clean hearts. Just as soon as we come together in unity, just as soon as we are willing to do the will of God, to lie passive in His hands, just so soon shall we have the life and light that comes from heaven. Heaven is full of this light and life. And what is it for if it is not for us? A whole heaven of blessing is ours if we will place ourselves in right relation with God. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 1, 2. What good are we unless we grow? We are dwarfed and stunted. We ought to know more tomorrow than we know today, and more the day after that than we shall know tomorrow. Day by day we are to gather up every ray of light that comes to us, because day by day we have to meet the powers of darkness. The enemy comes against us with tremendous force. In every possible way he tries to bring us into confusion, so that we shall not understand the will of God. Laying aside all malice and all guile, verse 1. Let men think what they will of you. Do not allow their accusations to turn you from the path of duty. You have a mark to reach, the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Press on, turning not to the right hand or the left. The enemy will assail you, but remember that one mightier than Satan is with you and will fight for you. Christ has all power, and that power is for us. Matthew 28, verse 18. What a wonderful lesson there is in these words for teachers and leaders. It is necessary for them to lay aside all malice and all guile in order that they may receive the precious things of the Word of God. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. 1 Peter 2, verse 3. Have you tasted that He is gracious? I believe that everyone present this morning has, and that we can all say, He is my strength and my crown of rejoicing. I often think of something I once read about an eagle. The eagle was in a thick fog and flew hither and thither in the effort to escape. Suddenly, with a loud scream, it darted upward through the fog to the light beyond. This is a lesson for us. We are not to dwell in the darkness, talking of our difficulties and troubles. There is light beyond. Let us rise to where it is, for it is for us. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, verse 3, not by having all your desires gratified, but perhaps by passing through affliction. And not only are we to taste, we are to feast on the Lord's goodness. Do you hold constant communion with Him? Then you will find that He is gracious. Cast your helpless soul upon Him. Come to Him just as you are. Give up trying to help yourself. He is the great helper. He will help us just as surely as we trust Him. I have to pray and trust constantly. For hours in the night season, I plead with God, walking the floor and stretching my hands to heaven, crying for help. Affliction comes to me like a man armed, and it seems as if the powers of darkness would take my life. But God preserves me and brings me out of trouble. Let us never forget that God has, every day, some better thing for us. Hebrews 11, verse 40. He will help us if we will help ourselves, but we are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Oh, how this assurance has cheered my heart in time of difficulty and perplexity.